From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After a meeting with the Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang and Hanoi, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is seeking two-way trade with Vietnam that will benefit both countries. He added that we just had a great discussion about American goods and services coming into Vietnam, two-way street. Trump also addressing the escalating nuclear crisis with North Korea.
As I said in my speech to the Republic of Korea's National Assembly, all responsible nations must act now to ensure that North Korea's rogue regime stops threatening the world with unthinkable loss of life.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy visiting Catalonia, his first trip there since Madrid imposed direct rule on the region. He visited Barcelona, and it comes a day after Catalonia's battered independence movement staged a massive protest in the city demanding the release of jailed leaders and recognition of a separate Catalan Republic. Spanish government analysts fear that a disconnect could develop between the politicians and radical activists who may opt for more violent tactics. Lebanon President Michel Aoun Saturday called for Saudi Arabia to explain why Saeed Hariri has yet to return to his country a week after the prime minister resigned unexpectedly during a visit to Riyadh. Aoun has yet to formally accept Hariri's resignation. He said he and French President Emmanuel Macron had spoken on Saturday about the latest developments in the curious case. Later Saturday, Hariri was seen attending a welcome reception for the Saudi king. This is VOA News. The leaders of Tanzania and Uganda have criticized a plan by the International Criminal Court to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Burundi. Burundi's government said it will not cooperate with the ICC, which has no right to conduct such an investigation of Burundi. It recently withdrew from the ICC charter. For the first time, a museum in Australia is telling the stories of the massacres by colonists of indigenous people from an Aboriginal perspective. It is thought thousands of First Nation people were murdered by white settlers up until the 1940s, but much of that history has yet to be uncovered. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Strange things happen in life.
We need you very active. We want to feel your voice, both those of us in Brussels and those in prison. Thank you very much.
Near the city of Portland is the site of the oldest known massacre of indigenous people in the Australian state of Victoria. There was tension in the early 1830s between European settlers who'd set up a whaling station and a local Aboriginal tribe over a whale carcass. The precise details of the confrontation have been hard to establish, but between 60 to 200 First Nation people were murdered in what's known as the Convincing Ground Massacre. The killings are part of a series of stories being told in a new exhibition at the Melbourne Museum. Called Black Day, Sun Rises, Blood Runs, the multimedia show is included in the museum's Bundjilica Aboriginal Cultural Centre. The stories are told by indigenous people who've been filmed at the sites of several massacres.
In Cambodia, one of Asia's poorest countries, the rapid improvement in internet connectivity and availability of affordable smartphones has allowed 15 million urban and rural inhabitants to gain access to mobile internet and social media, which provide relatively free communications and independent non-government sources of information. Some tech-savvy Cambodian activists began to harness the internet to foster social change years ago. The Indonesian unit of Freeport McMoRan Inc. has temporarily shut the main supply route to its Papua mine after a shooting incident, according to a spokesman. This is amid escalating tensions between security forces and an armed rebel group in the area. No one has been reported hurt after those shots were fired at a vehicle, but the main supply route to the world's second biggest copper mine has been temporarily closed while the security situation has been assessed. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.